Straight like that, man. She working and she grinding, so we about to find out who she is.
She is working and she is grinding. She is a social worker at Hornets Nest Elementary School. She is the lead elementary school social worker for lead social worker for elementary schools here in CMS. And she was just nominated Social Worker of the Year.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I'll give it up for a JCSU alumnus, my soror, Miss Rose Smith. Let's have hand claps.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Rose always joins us around this time of the year because it is Social Workers Month. So if you all are not familiar with what a social worker is, what they do, and where they are located, Rose, tell us about your role in the schools.
So my role in the school is to pretty much provide ongoing assistance for the students and the families. We provide individual sessions. We provide group sessions. We provide support for students who have attendance issues. Attendance is a huge concern across the district. It's something that we're really trying to push. Sometimes parents think, oh, 10 minutes or 20 minutes or a couple days a week, whether they're late or have absences, it all plays a huge part in graduation rates, believe it or not. But we do encourage parents to please get their kids to school on time and making sure that they're attending consistently. We help out our homeless / displaced families and ensuring that we can provide support for them, because many families don't know that there's a lot of support for them in regards to transportation and just different things we can help them with. Crisis management, bullying prevention, just a number of concerns within the school setting.
So what is it that you use that you see that helps?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Students, if they do have attendance issues or if they do have some type of problem and they come to you, what tactics or what procedures do you use that help?
So typically they don't come to me. I have to go to them, which is not a problem.
Oh, okay.
So typically whenever we have a student, we first and foremost, the first contact is always the teacher. Mm-hmm. The teacher is typically the person who reaches out first. After the teacher contact, we'll send a letter home saying that you have 3 days absences. After that process, we then contact the teacher contacts me, and then we look at whether or not it's time for a home visit and or a phone call. We like to do phone calls first because everybody thinks that social workers are out to take their kids, and we're not. That's not the role of a school social worker. We're here to help and bridge any type of gap. So I do a number of interventions and different pajama parties, different initiatives at my school, monthly pajama attendance celebrations, which you guys are always welcome to come. We have a bunch of prizes. We give away bikes, anything that we can give to help and motivate the students. And we also do incentives for the teachers as well. We just try to get overall buy-in. And during my monthly parent engagement events, I also try to push the importance of attendance as well.
As a social worker, what is the hardest part of your job?
Turning my brain off after hours. Taking things home with me, even though you say you're not going to. I think I was supposed to be asleep at 8 last night. I think I went to sleep about 12. Just thinking, how can I help the next person? How can I do this? And it's like you want to make a conscious effort to stop, but when it's in you, it's hard.
Let me ask you this. So, you know, we just had a big incident the other day dealing with a student at, you know, RGKL. As a social worker, how do you approach an issue like that, you know, that happened off campus? But, of course, it affects the entire student body.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, I feel like it needs to be a conversation. I feel like sometimes people think that if they don't discuss it, it'll go away. No, that's something that needs to be discussed, whether it be definitely one-on-one with the student, and then school-wide and or classroom-wide. Because it's an elementary school, I'm not sure if pre-K through second grade would benefit, but I think it's definitely a good conversation because you want students to know that that's something that they really need to avoid, making any offensive comments to any type of cultural background. Mm.
Earlier, you spoke about attendance being a huge thing. Why are we seeing, what are some of the reasons why kids are not attending school or showing up late? And what is the impact of a kid not showing up to school and being late to school?
So one of the things that we see a lot at my school are our McKinney-Vento students, mm-hmm. which are
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Homeless students. A lot of times they've moved to another side of town. They don't know that there are different options for them and different support. And sometimes they just continue to have absences. They may be living in a hotel, a shelter, or a domestic violence situation. It may be that it's health issues. It may be that the child is experiencing some kind of issues at school and might not want to come. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times the parent will get involved and allow us to be able to bridge that gap. So we encourage parents to, if you hear something or see something, to say something.
All right. Miss Rose Smith, appreciate you being in the building this morning. Working Woman Wednesday, double salute to all our working ladies out there. Social Worker Month.
Woo-hoo. And Social Worker of the Year.
Yes. Come on now.
And Social Work Week.
Yeah. And it's, oh, for real? Yeah. So what do, so, because you know they say you're supposed to bring a teacher an apple. What do you want?
Oh.
I want
I don't know. I like gift cards are always great. Yes.
And shout out to Rose, because in addition to all of the great work that she does with social work, she does some great things in her own personal time, and she and I are actually partnering to do something real big with the girls for prom season coming up, so make sure you keep it locked to get some information about that. But shout out to you for really, she is one of those people that really is for her. My friend Barksdale, who's a principal over at Renaissance West, she always says it's not hard work, it's heart work. And Rose definitely goes out here and does heart work. So kudos to you and congratulations. You are definitely deserving of that award of Social Worker of the Year.
Thank you.
All right. That is Working Woman Wednesday. And of course, if you're a working lady out there and you got a unique type of job, hit us up, morningmadhouse@gmail.com.
Today is BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.